Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or possibly at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us into your ear holes, we appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Once again, just like yesterday. Laughing at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Fuck you, Shitler.
Yeah, apparently they have done withdrawn the vote that Trump was demanding for today. Trump care. He yesterday basically throwing a little baby hissy fit. Like, we're surprised.
Man, baby.
If we don't do it tomorrow, I'm never going to do it.
Man, baby won't Trump care.
I never do it if you don't do it my way.
So what's the or else? There was an ultimatum.
I'm going to leave Obamacare. I'm going to leave that black person's care.
Listen.
You're going to get Negro care, everybody.
If you don't vote.
I'm sorry.
If you don't vote to repeal Obamacare, I'm going to let you keep it.
Right. And not fix it. That's what it's going to be. They're not going to fix it at all. They're going to let it keep getting worse.
Yes.
It needs tweaking. People's fucking premiums have gone up. Their deductibles have gone up. They need to do some cock slappage and fix things.
Why didn't you say so earlier?
But they ain't going to do that.
No.
Because now they're Trump said he's just going to let it die and blame the blame the Democrats.
Everybody's going to keep their dicks in their pants. No cock slapping. Sad.
So let's get right to the headlines. I'm sure it has to do with that.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
On this faithless Friday from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March the 24th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Former President GHWB.
That's not at all creepy.
Or no, not GHW, GWB. His dad was GHWB.
Who wants to practice your love? What a creep.
Sure enough, over at the Commie Pico Liberal
Effete.
Oops, I said Effete. HuffPo.
I don't think it matters.
Big giant red letters. Trump care dead.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Photographs, side-by-side photographs of the Commander-in-Chief Shitler and Speaker of the House Eddie Munster. Both looking sad face.
Oh, my fucking God.
House Republicans today pulled the bill to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes.
Saying that they just wouldn't have had the votes.
Ooh.
And this, it says, according to the HuffPost, signals defeat on what was supposed to be a major legislative accomplishment for President Donald Trump.
But he didn't get shit done.
Wah.
I didn't understand what happened.
He lost.
No, I don't understand.
Lost. Loser.
Schittler told me that if he won, we would all be winning more. But now that's not true. We're still losing. He lied. We were supposed to be winning at this point. Kate, get my fucking pitchfork.
They're done. Apparently, Trump said he agreed to pulling the bill once Paul Ryan made it clear that the legislation lacked the votes. In subsequent remarks, it says both Trump and Ryan indicated they were ready to move on from health care to other issues. All right, we're done. We put a couple weeks in on this.
I saw that.
We put, you know, 15, 20 days in on this. We tried, so we're just going to move on. No health care reform for you.
But, Trump, you said Obamacare was pure fucking Satan. So how can you leave it for us? How can he do that to us?
I don't know.
If it's so torturous, it's so onerous, it's so horrible, how can you let it continue to wreak havoc upon the American people? What say you, Schittler?
What say ye? So there you go. Big giant fucking fail.
How the fuck can they just walk away from it?
I guess they are. Right? Paul Ryan said, we came really close today, but we came up short. This is a disappointing day, he said. Ryan, Trump, and their evil flying monkeys tried desperately to round up votes for the measure introduced less than 3 weeks ago. We worked for 3 weeks on a significant portion of the country's GDP.
But you yelled about it for 8 years that you wanted to repeal it. Maybe a little more work, a little less bitching.
And Obamacare took like 17 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and they squealed that was rammed through.
Oh, yeah. See, it took more than a fucking year.
3 weeks.
And what they're doing is harder, right, than Obamacare, because it seems like Obamacare was kind of based in some sort of fucking logic. But this is so... How do you keep Obamacare but take everything out of it that was good?
Less than 24 hours.
Doesn't make any sense.
Before Trump had issued an ultimatum to the House demanding a vote on what Republican leaders identified as a top legislative priority, threatened to move on to other legislative items if they refused.
We're moving on.
Suck my dick.
We're moving on. This was supposed to be the worst thing ever, this Obamacare.
They thought that Trump was calling the Freedom Caucus's bluff today, and the Freedom Caucus said,
"Cock,
we don't bluff, motherfucker." Let's remember, these are the assholes that were cool with shutting down the government.
They don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
They say here, Trump's demand was an audacious act of political brinksmanship designed to rattle and win over dissident Republican lawmakers who were objecting to the bill, but the gambit failed, and it failed spectacularly.
I mean, you know, at Vital Experience, yes. I don't understand. The GOP, well, my God, they have the presidency, they have the House, and they have the Senate. There's no reason they couldn't come up with a reasonable bill. What happened?
Festering assholes in the Freedom Caucus, which helps. I mean, ultimately helps right now. But
how the fuck is the GOP in charge anyway? Incompetent White House, incompetent Congress, and a bunch of shitbags in the Senate.
They're really not good at running things.
This is not a good look for the GOP. This is not their golden age.
They're good at being bowel obstructions. That's it. They're good at obstructing. They're good at being pissy whiny. We hate everything you're doing, babies. But when it comes to, okay, well, here's his keys in the steering wheel. Oh, I don't know. How do we drive?
You broke it.
Yeah.
Is healthcare theirs now, or is it still Obama's?
Well, they're going to try to paint it as Obama's now, but let's see if they try to fix it, because their constituents are still demanding that it be fixed. Only 17% in the latest polls want Obamacare repealed. They want it fixed.
Right.
Only 17%, even Republicans in that mix, say they want the whole thing repealed. So I don't know why these fuckwads have got it in their craw
that they've got to do this within 3 weeks. Why don't they get together? Why don't they sit down with the Democrats? Gasp.
Oh, shit.
And try to figure out a way to make what's going right now better for people. Find ways to make costs go down.
Right.
Instead of repeal everything. Get out of there. And then the free market, which is all crap.
Yeah.
The free market will fill in.
How's it free?
No, it won't. There was a woman, I think it was Maddow yesterday, played an amazing montage at the beginning of several of these people at different town halls with their dickwad representatives in front of them. And these people relaying their personal stories of my wife is on Obamacare with because of a pre-existing condition. If she loses that, he said, I'm on a fixed income. If she loses that coverage, she's going to die. we can't afford her medication to keep my wife alive. How do we do that?
Don't they feel this? Doesn't the GOP feel
no
a little bad?
You said feel
responsible for these people because, I mean, could you imagine you're going to tear them off their existing plan, but what you're providing isn't an alternative.
And these are white working people.
Yeah.
These aren't the ones they love to point to.
Right.
The welfare queen in the inner city sucking off the government's teat.
And by the way, you bring up the welfare queen,
which is a fake thing anyway.
Yeah, yeah. The GOP has a lot of nerve sticking their nose into healthcare anyway. I mean, when have they done anything? I mean, this isn't their jam. We're talking about healthcare, being compassionate, providing care for people. Care.
Certainly not these Republicans.
Care. They want to get rid of Meals on Fucking Wheels.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about anyone.
So trending on the Twitter, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you like, if you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Wee-wee.
Trending right now, #killthebill, #Obamacare, and Ryan is trending.
Oh, cool.
For Paul Ryan.
Wow.
And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, for some reason, that phrase is trending.
They hooked up.
Even my favorite, the art of the deal, is trending because everybody's shitting on Trump. Mr. I can make deals with anybody.
People are changing the art of the deal to the art of the fail. As a dig against the shitla. I'm seeing memes reflecting that.
Apparently, you've got to be kidding me. Somehow he's blaming the Democrats in the House.
Paul Ryan or Trump?
President Donald Trump just blamed the Democrats in the House for the death of Trump care. The bill's dead will never come to a floor vote. Would have kicked 50 million off of health care within 10 years, they think.
But God damn it, Trump, the Democrats were the only one that came up with a plan and got one passed. Why is he blaming the Democrats? They did their job, right?
God, I don't know how they're swinging this one.
Swinging, baby.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
The
spin is amazing. It's Trump care, and Trump care failed.
Yes.
It didn't even get a vote.
Correct. Why suffer that humiliation?
Well, because Schittler demanded it.
And I think finally today, Paul Ryan said, we can have this vote. However.
However, it's going to be gross.
However.
It's going to be sad.
He is crowing, though, because in front of, in the White House, at the Oval Office, at the desk, he signed.
Yes.
In front of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, look, Rick Perry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, Ooh. 12 old white guys. Correct me. I'm corrected. 11 old white guys and Jared Kushner.
Oh, shit.
In front of them.
Yes.
He signed
and tweeted, "Today, I was pleased to announce the official approval of the presidential permit for the Keystone Pipeline.
God, I know.
A great day for American jobs," which is a lie. Lie.
He had a hilarious quote about that pipeline, too. I put it on Facebook. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something like, it's terrific. It's going to be a fantastic pipeline. Just the Standler shitlerism.
It's going to be fantastic.
Despite 9 hours ago this morning before the vote, Little Orange Fingers did the walking and tweeted, "After 7 horrible years of Obamacare, skyrocketing premiums and deductibles, bad health care, this is finally your chance for a great plan."
Listen, you can say what you want about Obamacare. It's better than what was.
And then he tweeted,
"And it's better than his plan."
The irony is that the Freedom Caucus, which is very pro-life and against Planned Parenthood, allows Planned Parenthood to continue if they stop this plan. So I guess in his tiny little mind, that simply should have caused them to vote for this shitty, horrible, crap-tastic plan that they put out just so they could get rid of Planned Parenthood.
So does God. So he's framing it in terms of abortion. He's saying that
they're pro-life, and this bill would have defunded Planned Parenthood.
So he's saying Trump care is pro-life. That's how he's trying to frame it. That is brilliant. That's brilliant.
Well, I'm sure it would have. I'm sure part of it would have completely defunded Planned Parenthood.
That's
one of their little boner-inducing.
So now these loons at the Freedom Caucus, now they have to be like, "Wait a second. It's anti-abortion. That's pro-Jesus shit." So now that's going to confuse them. Now they might like Trump care. If they think about it in terms of they're going to say fetuses. I mean, who cares about people walking around on 2 feet?
Right. Well, certainly if they're brown.
Oh, yes. Duh.
Apparently over at the Drudge Report. Over at the HuffPo, they're crowing.
Fuck you.
Surely over at the Drudge Repo, they crying.
They are sad.
Picture of Donald Trump sitting next to Paul Ryan. It's probably from some event a while ago.
What are they doing?
But they both look sad face.
Are they blowing each other?
They're looking away from each other, and both look sad face.
No, guys, and guys.
It says, oh, look at how witty they are over at the Drudge Report. It says spring breakdown. Get it? Like spring break where girls flash their titties and stuff?
But this is a spring break where Trump care doesn't even get a fucking vote.
Right. Ah. Leads over to the Washington Post version of the story that says that, you know, they yanked it. They yanked it off of the schedule.
Yank it, baby. Yank it up. Now you own it. No, wait, they don't own it. It's still Obamacare.
The president...
They tried to repeal Obamacare, and they fucking couldn't. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it with the Congress, the Senate, and Schittler as president.
Right.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
So Trump is apparently somehow trying to blame the...
I mean, Paul Ryan has been bitching about this for fucking years.
Yeah.
And he shit the motherfucking bed. What happened? If you're a GOP leader, are you not calling for the head of Paul fucking Ryan? Bring me the white head of Paul Ryan on a platter.
It says President Trump just blamed Democrats in the House for the death of Trump care. Trump falsely claimed that it would have been very close. He was at least 30, but he was actually 30 or 40 votes away, they're saying.
No shit. That's a fail, though. I don't care how close you were. That is a fail, Schittler.
Yes. The...
Oopsie. I fucked up.
Here's some audio.
Okay. I'm sad. Trump care.
Trump in the Oval Office.
No, I think we have to let Obamacare go its way for a little while, and we'll see how things go. I'd love to see it do well, but it can't. I mean, it can't. It's not a question of, gee, I hope it does well. I would love it to do well. I want great health care for the people of this nation. But it can't do well. It's imploding, and soon will explode. And it's not going to be pretty. So the Democrats don't want to see that. So they're going to reach out when they're ready. And whenever they're ready, we're ready.
What does that mean?
My fucking God.
The Democrats will reach out. So he thinks the Democrats are gonna sign on to that shit bill that they put out there? That ain't happening. What about your ass wipes? He said he's blaming the Democrats. The Democrats will reach out when they're ready.
Okay.
Fucking asshole.
Honestly. I mean, the guy is in the neighborhood of finding a way to figure it out. Yes. If you're ever going to fix Obamacare, it's going to be with the Democrats' help. That's true. I agree with that. It'll take a Democrat as president and a Democratic House and Congress, maybe. Senate.
Thank you.
But it's not going to be anybody from the GOP fixing it.
Right.
I mean, what a fucking bunch of losers, man. What a bunch of losers. 8 years they spent bitching about this fucking thing. 8 fucking years, and they had their chance, and they laid a gigantic turd all over their silk pillow.
It was a very, very tight margin. We had no Democrat support. We had no votes from the Democrats. They weren't going to give us a single vote, so it's a very difficult thing to do.
Because you suck!
You have the majority! How are you blaming the Democrats for this?
Yeah, dickhead, it's Trump care. It's not Obamacare. It's not Schumer care. It's not Pelosi care. It's Donald motherfucking Trump care. I don't have the votes. Go get him, you cunt.
That's amazing.
Go get him.
I've been saying for the last year and a half that the best thing we can do, politically speaking, is let Obamacare explode. It is exploding right now. It's many states have big problems. Almost all states have big problems.
I'm sorry. Wow, the people are not going to abide you allowing everyone to suffer just so you can point at the black guy behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Obamacare is making everyone explode. I'm exploding.
Why don't you fix things? Why don't you start from what you promised people as you were running, you ass fuck.
Yeah.
Give them universal health care like you kind of promised. Everybody will be covered and it'll be cheaper.
If he made single
payer. Access does not mean covered. Oh, I have access right now to go buy a Maserati.
Right. Why don't you?
Well, there's money.
Oh.
But I have access, Ryan.
Bye, man. I don't know. I mean,
horrible people.
Bunch of dickheads. I love the idea that the Republicans are going to fix healthcare. That is fucking hilarious. That is fucking hilarious. And this fail. How does the GOP go back to their constituents then? The ones that wanted to repeal this no matter what. Because if they have the GOP in that presidency, the fucking Senate and the House, and they couldn't do it. So when are they going to be able to do it?
This is going to be a test of the Fox News power, because Fox News, I'm sure, is towing the president line, whatever Trump is saying Fox News is agreeing with, and vice versa.
Oh, yes.
So all the Fox News idiots now are going to be like, well, why didn't my representative vote for stick its tongue in president's bunghole like he should? And now that person will have to come back and say, But then again, I think people are smart enough, but when they interviewed that guy yesterday, that business owner who voted Trump, who's pissed off at this bill because he says it's Obamacare light. It's not full repeal. And then you've got the people on the other end of the spectrum who are, who like their Obamacare and need it and don't want it gone. And
They'll die.
And yes, would prefer that their deductibles went down and that their premiums went down. So how do we do that?
I do not know.
Certainly not with anything the Republicans are saying.
They don't have anything.
Kicking people off and getting rid of mandated procedures and things, like not forcing the insurance companies to cover certain things, taking all that shit away, who's the happiest and the most gleeful? The insurance companies, because they can go back and sell shit plans and just suck money off of people and provide very little. And then when you go get hit by a truck and you say, I've got insurance, and they say, oh, well, your insurance pays for $500. Here's your bill for $1.7 million.
And it's not reasonable. Yeah, that's not reasonable. What you just said ain't reasonable. How do people live like that?
Don't ask me.
You're right. It's a sword of Damocles just hanging over your head.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
And if you've already got something going on, if you got diabetes or asthma or the cancer, sorry. The Republicans told us we don't have to cover you anymore.
I don't know.
We'll give you access to this plan here. That's $4,000 a month.
Oh, God.
For your pre-existing condition.
Jeez.
Of course you'll have access. We'll put you in one of those high-risk pools. They're talking about that. That's exactly what it is. A high-risk pool means you're in a separate category because you already have something going on, and they can charge the fuck out of you.
And they're
going
to penalize you for it.
And that means that they're putting you in a separate place so that the healthier people don't have to cover your ass. But the whole thing that keeps everybody's costs down is if we make everybody, including the healthy people, pay into it a little bit.
Right.
And that covers everybody's asses, you fucks.
Or some people can pay $5,000 a month, like you said.
Well, those people don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Like all the people voting.
It's like
all the people voting on this stuff don't care because they've got spectacular
They don't know from Obamacare.
For life.
Till they're dead.
The representatives are covered for life.
Oh, my God.
They worked that one out. That their awesome health care coverage continues after they're out of Congress.
That what you said, that hypocrisy is so easy to articulate and to understand that the mouth breathers that vote for the fuckers in the Freedom Caucus and the other GOP broke dicks, that they don't understand that.
You've all heard me say this before.
Sorry.
Is moving from an opposition party
sorry.
To a governing party.
That they don't fucking understand that.
That was Paul Ryan, everybody.
But did you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it fucked up that they don't get that? They don't understand that the people representing them wouldn't settle for the health care they're presenting their constituents.
Oh, God, no.
Fuck that. I'm not a monster. I want this shit. It's amazing. My God. That should make you want to vote out anybody who's representing you and burn tires in the fucking street.
Like I said, Shirley over at Fox, they're...
Shirley.
They're Fox and Friends were...
Oh, well. It's, the Democrats just wouldn't help work with anybody.
And those people are so stupid. Steve Ducey and Fucknut McGee. What's his buddy? Brian Kilmeade.
Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart.
Those people are dumb. I'm sorry. They're stupid.
Obamacare, the headline over at the Fox News, I just wanted to check.
Ooh.
Obamacare will explode, Trump says, after GOP pulls alternative.
Oh, jeez. He's pulling out. There's explosions. It's a whole melee. It's a big shitstorm over here at the White House. Damn, do you think he's... I read somewhere that he's visibly pissed. Schindler is visibly pissed about this.
Oh, I hope there's pictures.
Somebody needs to send his ass to a rally. Is there a rally he can go to?
Right. Somebody make sure in the stack of Breitbart articles, put something happy.
Get him some ice cream and some fucking Chick-fil-A. He'll love it.
There's a story here. I'm just looking at Fox News and
a bunch of bullshit.
Democrats are claiming that the GOP is in a lose-lose situation with healthcare vote. That's true.
Accurate. They're losers. You guys are fucking losers.
And over here at Fox, they say that it's going to be a big problem for Paul Ryan, that it just, his street cred. And even on, Fox Quote News, unquote, the other day, who's that turd head, that lunk head, Eric Bowling,
what a dick,
was interviewing somebody and from the House, I think it was. And he was asking, well, if this goes down, do you think it's a there'll be a new vote on a new speaker?
Oh, man. Yes.
So at Fox, they're already floating the balloon.
Right.
Of let's get rid of Paul Ryan. If he can't herd these cats,
then who shall it be?
Let's get rid of Paul Ryan.
If not Paul Ryan.
Who the fuck knows?
Who's better looking? Can we get somebody better looking? Can you imagine?
Even who works out more?
Even more dreamier.
Who can bench more?
Oh, yes. Meet me in the sauna. I'm going to snap you with my towel, and you're going to like it.
There's a story over at CNN.
Fuck you.
That says, you put it up on our Facebook the other day, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
That some of the Trump spawn were heading off to Colorado.
Fuck you.
Do a little skiing in Aspen.
Ooh.
But there's a report over at CNN that says that Schittler.
Yes.
Trump. Is pissed.
Oh, no.
That Jared took off.
No.
As the health care bill was dying. Where was Jared? He wasn't here in the trenches.
Yeah.
Going and fighting with Freedom Caucus people. He went off skiing.
Jared was supposed to hold my big orange cock in his mouth the whole time to make me feel better.
According to the CNN, while the rest of his senior staff scrambled all day Thursday and Friday morning to try to squeeze votes. For this flailing healthcare package, one person remained notably absent, Jared Kushner.
He had to go skiing, man.
Along with his wife, Ivanka. Another key person in the president's little inner circle there.
Oh, yes.
Kushner was on vacation until Thursday, skiing with family in the posh Colorado town of Aspen.
Oh, yes.
Paparazzi caught Jared and Ivanka taking leisurely strolls, enjoying ice cream cones with their three kids, and winding their way down the slopes.
My life is perfect, and now I'm going to ski. Fuck you.
Ice cream? Who has ice cream when you're skiing?
Well, these people are rich.
Can't you just open your mouth and...
No, they don't feel cold. They paid to have that thing removed.
Meanwhile, they say Trump was fuming back in Washington. According to a source close to the president... Trump is upset that his son-in-law and senior advisor was not around during this crucial week.
I kind of agree. I mean, if this Jared Kushner is supposed to be working for Schittler, which means he works for us, he's going to take all these people off their health. Let's say Trump care passed. Let's say we live in a science fiction world and Trump care passed. You're going to take everybody off health care and go skiing? That's fucked up, honestly. Fuck you, Jared. I hate you. And I hate Ivanka. They're worse.
Ivanka's absence this week, they say, was also noted. She Instagrammed important White House moments mentioning support, but she wasn't there, seated at roundtable discussions or standing beside her father's chair in the Oval Office. Instead, there she was in Aspen, toting her kids, wearing $585 Dior sunglasses.
God damn it.
Leaving her new West Wing office vacant.
Imagine you lose your health care and you read about Ivanka and her $600 fucking glasses. You'll lose your fucking mind.
They say that Kushner's plan to stay out of office could mean he'll get some of the blame from his father-in-law. Trump is reportedly already pointing fingers, tiny little stubby orange fingers, at his top staffers for what he considers shoddy support. So he's already looking for heads to roll. You didn't help enough.
What did they want? The bill doesn't make any sense. It takes everyone's coverage away. What could Jared have done to fix this piece of shit?
But then again, if he waits until this afternoon, it'll be after sundown on Friday. It's Shabbat, right? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And they won't be able to do shit anyway.
Shabbos. Yeah. I don't throw on Shabbos.
Yeah. Throw. I don't roll.
Roll on Shabbos.
I don't roll on Shabbos, John Goodman.
The Big Lebowski.
Who, I'm a dudist, by the way.
As am I.
Yes.
I'm ordained.
Oh, are you really?
I could do weddings.
Oh, me too. I'm an ordained dudist.
Are you?
Yeah. I got a thing and a mouse pad. Actually, this mouse pad came with it, with my membership into the Dudist Monk.
It's the rug.
Monk order or whatever.
It's the rug.
It's the rug that ties the whole fucking room together. It's a mouse pad.
That's a great perk. It's Faithless Friday here, everybody, on Crab Diving. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Like I said, it doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. Help us pay the bills and buy shit and help me pay the dentist.
The fuck all. By the way, Ivanka Trump, you mentioned her Instagash, and I'm just looking through
her Instagram.
Right.
I don't know anything about her gash.
3 million followers.
Well, yeah.
She's only following 1,000. See, I'm trying to see if she writes about anything worth a shit.
I would bet not.
Something about Anne Hathaway gives an excellent speech on paid leave. Hold on a second. Is she out there touting, like, liberal issues and paid leave?
Well,
paid maternity leave for women?
That's the one thing that she talked about, remember, in her speech at the RNC, when you could hear all the crickets in the audience, and we were all watching going, wait, what? she wants health care for women? What?
So does she support
daycare?
Shitler care? Does she support shit care?
What do you mean? The
Trump care? Did she put?
I would assume so.
Then how the fuck can she be for any of this liberal shit? Or for the budget? For anything her dad is into? Thank God.
Uh-oh.
Here's a couple of pictures of her fucking kids. God.
Somebody on this Faithless Friday better check that direct telephone connection he has with the Lord.
Oh, shit.
Because yesterday, Ryan.
Yes.
Pat Robertson of the 700 Club.
Fuck you.
Said this about today's vote.
I have a prediction to make. You can hold me to it. If I'm wrong, you can say you missed it. The health care bill is going to pass. It's getting modified. The Freedom Caucus is going to get the modifications they're asking for. We're going to talk to David Brody to see what actually is there. But my prediction is it's going to pass. They're going to give Trump a victory. It's going to go through the Senate. And we are all going to rejoice that we're paying less on health care. Now, that
first of all, there's so many bullshiticus fuckwaticus stuff there.
That's fiction.
It's lies. What does he start off with? That the Freedom Caucus is going to get the changes they want. They didn't make any changes after that first round. Even yesterday, a couple of the Freedom Caucus guys, they said, well, what are the latest changes that they've made that are to try to turn you around? And one of the guys goes, there are no changes. They didn't offer any changes.
They didn't do anything. They screamed.
So that's bullshit.
I mean, it's not even remotely based in reality.
When he says that's going to happen, then he says it's going to pass the Senate, where we all know that it was far more unlikely to pass the Senate, that it wasn't going to happen.
It did not.
Senators, Republican senators, saying it's dead on arrival. Dead on arrival in the Senate.
Him, Pat Robertson, saying that's going to pass. The health care bill is going to pass.
Oh, yeah, it's going to pass. And then it's going to pass the Senate. We're all going to have great, cheap health care.
That's like looking at last year's World Series and saying, you know what? Who's going to win, the Indians or the Cubs? I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah. The
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And Pat Robertson, I own diamond mines. I have great insurance.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why would he predict that it's going to pass, though? No, nobody says
he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but nobody predicted it would pass.
Well,
most people even thought there wasn't going to be a vote. And guess what?
They're correct.
It wasn't a fucking vote.
Right. Spicy yesterday. There's going to be a vote and it's going to pass. Don't worry.
Are you disappointed?
In what?
That there's not a vote?
Are you fucking kidding me?
And we are all going to rejoice that we're paying less on health care. Now, that's my prediction. And wait until tomorrow. You can prove me wrong if I'm wrong.
You heard it here.
Well, I knew that
Terry.
The Lord was going to give Trump victory.
Terry Musin.
That's
she's looking well.
His assistant, right?
Yeah.
country. And I was arguing, people were arguing with me. No, 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 he can't win. Yes, he's going to be the next president. Oh, no, 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 he's going to win.
Well, we had that fascinating guest on that talked about, you know, Cyrus in biblically and how
I had it
God
before.
Used.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
They had some asshole on, apparently, who was like, you know, Cyrus is predicted what's going on now with Trump. Cyrus used to go around and grab women's pussies back in Leviticus 8:17.
He actually invented it. You know, I mean, I kind of feel Pat Robertson on this, though. He's like, you know, nobody thought he would win the election.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I felt that way about the healthcare thing a little bit. In the back of my mind, I'm like, well, let's not get too crazy because, like I said, the day of the election, I got in a Lyft on my way to go to a show and I walked in and I came in on a conversation about how they were worried Trump was going to win. And I told them they were stupid.
Right. Well, that didn't go well.
No, it did not.
Cyrus in biblically and how
I had it
God
before the fascinating guest, but I mean before the election, they're going to get it. I mean, they're going to give it to the president. Mark my word, it will pass. They'll get those extra votes. It'll go through and everything. You know, they're going to work together to give a tremendous health care.
There you go. The prophet of 700 Club, Pat Robertson, fucking up another one.
Right. That is fucking amazing.
You mark my word, you're going pash.
God.
So I'm sure today he's saying, well, the devil was strong in the Democrats and forced the Democrats to scuttle the bill. I can't believe they're blaming Democrats. It's been absolute 100 irrevocable support from the Democrats to not vote for anything regarding this repealing Obamacare from day one.
It's not a surprise.
There's been zero Democrats, not even the purpley state ones, not even some of the dinos out there.
Not even that fuckface from West Virginia. What's his face?
Joe Manchin.
He wasn't going to vote for it, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. What Senator. Mean? But yeah, I don't think so. So there was zero Democrat support. So when Trump said that, he was accurate. But guess what? They have 240 something votes. That's all they need. If the Republicans all voted, they couldn't herd their own cats. So for them to try to blame the Democrats for not caving,
that's insane.
And working with them, fuck you orange piece of shit, lying fart face.
Again, that is like watching a sporting event, say a Cubs game versus the Cardinals, and the Cardinals win tragically.
How dare you?
But that's like blaming the Cardinals for scoring runs, for doing exactly what they're supposed to do. In what world will the Democrats support Trump care?
Well,
Why doesn't the GOP then support some pro-choice legislation? Why don't they do that?
Have you lost your mind?
Why don't they support, you know, reasonable immigration reform? Why don't we open our borders? Why don't we have single payer? Why aren't you guys for that?
Well,
why is it day night? Fuck you. It's absurd.
They're just reaping the shit corn that they sowed out there. And through all of this, running home to their constituents and telling them, we're going to repeal it instantly. We're going to repeal it this time. We're on vote 76 of repealing it, even though it won't pass the Senate probably and certainly won't get signed by Obama. We're still going to take taxpayer money and time to vote that in. And then they put it in as a poison pill on so many other bills.
Yummy.
And then cry that the Senate wouldn't even bring the bills up.
We
sent 300 bills to them and they never even brought them up. Well,
they all suck.
298 of them said build roads and defund Obamacare, hospitals and defund Obamacare.
Liberals tend to avoid bills that make life worse for their constituents.
Right.
How crazy is that?
Poison pill.
Imagine you've been in the GOP 8 years since Obama. Well, what have you done generally if you're a Republican? All you've done is say no. You haven't fixed anything. You haven't introduced anything of substance. You've just said no. You've been the party of obstruction.
Right.
So why in the fuck would we think they would be able to actually do something all of a sudden?
That's it. The dog caught the car.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like, okay, woof.
I bet you Mitch, yeah.
What do we do with it now?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mitch the bitch and even these Freedom Caucus fucks, their interest is sustaining their own existence, right? Getting reelected. That's all they give a fuck about. So, if it's easier... Well,
yeah, keep the money flowing.
Yeah. I mean, I could see how it's easier to be reelected if you're the quote-unquote underdog fighting against the establishment. I mean, that's like, you know, kind of an interesting narrative. But now they're the establishment. They're in charge. So, well, what are they going to do?
As much damage as possible.
They have to do something positive at some point. I mean, don't they? Don't they have to do something good?
I can't think of any Republican policies that I think would help people. All people. I think of Republican policies that will help rich people, that'll help white people.
You're right.
It's, people with dicks.
Yes. Oh, yes. Guys, we got to do more to help these rich white people with these big, beautiful cocks. What can we do for them?
Oh, God, this is interesting. Yes. Apparently on the Sirius XM.
Ooh, yes.
On
Fancy.
On Michelangelo Signorelli's show.
Ooh, wee wee.
On the LGBT channel there.
Ooh.
A Democrat, a U.S. rep from Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
You know, obviously a sane part of Wisconsin, unlike Kenosha, that sends us Paul Ryan.
Yeah, maybe we're talking about Madison. A bunch of hippies. Yeah,
poor Madison. I love that town. I really do. I went my first year of school there.
Yeah.
College, and it's just such a great fucking town.
Madison. Great name, too. You know who's named Madison?
Dolly Madison?
The lead from Splash. Daryl Hannah's character was named Madison.
Oh my God.
Bet you don't remember that.
You go. You're correct. You're correct.
Yeah.
Mark Pocan? Pocan? P-O-C-A-N?
Pocan.
Pocan? P-O-C-A-N.
Oh.
I choose to say Pocan.
Yeah, it's better.
Probably Pocan.
Pocan.
He's a representative from Wisconsin. Pocan. He told the host there over at SiriusXM, Michelangelo Signorelli.
Yes.
That he has seen, quote, damning evidence.
Damn.
That shows collusion.
Oh, shit.
Between Trump's campaign and the Russian government.
We've got collusion. Do we also have canoodling?
I don't know how long this clip is. Here's a clip of... Hold on one second.
Wee wee. Oh, God. I'm trying to figure out when the next shoe is going to drop for this Russian shit. I mean, how do we know...
Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Maybe this will be a...
this is Representative Mark Pocan.
Pocan Pocan.
From...
Pokemon.
Democrat from Wisconsin talking to Michelangelo Signorelli.
Yay.
About this damning evidence that he's seen.
Fuck you.
About ties to Russia. And the other day, you know, when Devin Nunes pulled his bullshit.
Oh, God. What a twant.
And just totally spread apart his butt cheeks. And let the Trump cum drizzle out in front of everybody. Allegedly
right.
Non-partial, bipartisan leader of a bipartisan panel for investigating Trump ran over to Trump when he got supposed evidence or something.
Okay, guys, if you want to see that last bit. Described by At Vile Experience, animated.
Oh, no animation.
Please, no. Go to Amazon and buy a shitload of things so we can afford to buy an animation department. We need that animated. What is it? Pull the butt cheeks apart and shit forth what?
And allowed comes drizzled. To drizzle out.
Oh, God. That'll look amazing and animated. Great
the,
image.
I wonder if it's orange. I wonder if that stuff seeps in.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, the other ranking member, the Democratic ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
Adam Schiff.
Right.
From out here in California is supposed to get the exact same. He's a member. These guys are members. They call him the Gang of Eight.
Right.
It's the Speaker of the House.
Right.
The head of the Senate.
Yes.
And like the top four leaders on either side.
Is Joe Madden included?
And no? Those guys are, who's Joe Madden?
The coach of the Chicago Cubs.
No.
All right.
Kate, note that down.
The
that's a change.
But the Gang of
the
Eight.
Gang of Eight.
They get like the highest level of the most confidential classified shit and stuff that even doesn't get passed sometimes to just the rest of the committee. It's just those two dudes at the head of that intelligence committee.
Yes.
And one Democrat, one Republican. And they're supposed to get the same thing. Nunes allegedly got this information, didn't tell Schiff.
Yes.
Ran first
yeah.
to give a quick dick lick to Ooh. Paul Ryan and say, what do I do, Daddy?
Oh, yes.
And then ran over to Big Daddy. And they said, you know, one doesn't just, oh, I happen to be in the neighborhood at the White House.
Right.
So I thought I'd drop in.
How the fuck do you get in there? You got to go through some levels. I mean, you got to make an appointment.
Yeah. I think it was planned. Who knows? But that shitbag went over there and just totally displayed his lack of credibility, Devin Nunes. And he needs to be, first of all, tossed from that.
Oh, yeah.
The leadership of that, the chairmanship of that that group.
Tossed.
And then he needs to be investigated. Because right. he was part of the transition team. He was part of Trump's transition team.
He could have canoodled with Uncle Nipples.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's a possibility.
And they need a independent panel.
Dude,
because Pence
was in on that transition. He was in charge of it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He absolutely was. He was actually supposed to be in charge of the whole fucking thing.
Well, Christie first.
Yeah, but Pence didn't step down from being governor of Indiana. So his fat white ass is over there That's governing right. his shit state and at the same time lording over some transition process that didn't go that well.
So here's what this representative has to say. So anyway, Adam Schiff, I guess as a little bit of a slap back at how much Devin Nunes fucked things up, Adam Schiff in an interview said, I think he was, this was like a, okay, fuckers, you want to play? I'm going to say this.
Let's get
TV.
It on, baby.
And he said, one of the interviewers said to him, well, the evidence you have so far of collusion
yes.
between the Trump camp and Russians is circumstantial. And Adam Schiff said, well, actually, we have more.
Oh, my God.
Than circumstantial evidence. I can't talk about the nature of it. But we do have more than circumstantial. So that was huge news. That's, I mean, that means that they, and another one, what's this guy's name? I'm going to try to remember it. Quigley from Illinois, a representative who's also on the committee said.
He's part of the eight.
He said, no. The Gang of Eight are the top guys. That's
okay.
That's Nunes and Schiff on that panel.
Right.
But this guy, Quigley, is just a member of the intelligence committee. One level down, and he said that there's stuff that you would take to a prosecutor.
Oh shit, man! That means
and
there
now
was
here,
a crime.
Here is Pocan, Representative Mark Pocan, saying kind of the same thing.
Is in the classified version of the report that the 17 intelligence agencies put together, and some of that hasn't come out yet. I think some of it's been coming out because of great, you know, journalism. A lot of people doing investigations, like when we found out about Jeff Sessions lying to Congress, that came out because of good journalism. And I think you're going to keep seeing things come out. But yes, there are things that I know just that I've read in classified reports that I'm sure will still come out that will continue to be damning evidence.
There are things that I have read in confidential classified reports that will come out that is damning evidence.
Damning. That is Shakespearean level fucking language.
Reports that I'm sure will still come out that will continue to be damning evidence when it
come out.
You would come be. Out.
It's from Wisconsin. Come out.
Hey, hoser.
Continue to be damning evidence when it comes to this relationship between the Russian influence trying to influence our elections. And ultimately, I think, you know, the Trump campaign's potential coordination on it. Some of it is
coordination.
Coordination.
One of the stories that's floating out there is
that insane.
They think they have Roger Stone dealing with Russia through WikiLeaks and coordinating when to release the next blast of emails.
Right.
Like, what's the right time? When should we let Pizzagate out? That kind of thing.
I mean, is that, maybe I'm confused, is that treasonous? Or is that just tomfoolery, douchebaggery? Or are we talking about treason?
You're using a foreign power to influence
the election.
You're assisting a foreign power to influence our election.
But you're just releasing propaganda. It's not like you're doing anything to...
Well, the release of the propaganda was okay as long as the Trump campaign wasn't coordinating.
Yeah, they're coordinating
with Russia. But right. Now it looks like that's possibly exactly what was happening. And if there's, quote, damning evidence, this guy says.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff says there's more to come out that is not circumstantial. And Quigley says, I think there's stuff he could take to a prosecutor that hasn't come out.
Do you think there are people in the GOP that are genuinely concerned about what the fuck is going on with their party? Are they concerned that Schittler waltzed in and assumed the face of the GOP?
Yeah.
And he's an idiot.
Yes. Paul Ryan.
You think Paul Ryan is horrified over this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to get thrown under the bus.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right. And couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Hopefully lots of tread marks across that smug face. He is, you know, this was his, it's Trump being lazy and just thinking, well, okay, I'm going to give it over to Paul Ryan. He's going to come up with something. Everybody's going to like it. I'm going to get to call it to say Obamacare, the black finger has been pulled out of your holes. And now I'm going to put the orange one in.
Trump care.
And everything's going to be better. Man. Actually, he only cares for the win. He wants the W. He wants Obamacare stricken from every obelisk, from every...
Yeah. Because then we get to be in it's his negotiation skills, right?
Yeah. I make the best deals.
No, I mean, he makes a deal... No matter what. I mean, how much of that would he give away? How much would he give away to actually make a deal to get Trump care law? To make Trump care a thing? I mean,
that's not how he works, though. You know what I mean? I think he just yelled, get it done. And he doesn't care.
Yeah, he says, do it or else.
Yeah.
He says, do it or else. I'll, you know, take what I'm going to pay you. It's less than what we agreed to. You take this reduced payment or you can fucking sue me. Or you can fucking sue me. That's how he does it.
The internet is pretty much having a lot of fun. There's a headline that says, anybody tired of all this winning? Twitter heaps scorn on Trump and GOP over Trump care debacle.
Yeah, this is a loss.
Yeah, this is spectacular. This is great.
But blaming the Democrats the way he did was really smart because he said, oh, look, I tried to take out this horrible hydra created by the Democrats. It's this Obamacare. And I just couldn't because the Democrats are just horrible fucking people. I couldn't save you. Now Obamacare is Satan and it shall smite you.
God, even in the right wing world, they've been talking about how it's this Freedom Caucus and everything. I just don't know if even... He's going to get away with that bullshit of trying to blame the Democrats for his failure. I mean, he could try to blame the Democrats on Obamacare for Obamacare itself, for its existence. But this bullshit, he can't blame the Democrats for not hopping on board
Why would they be for this?
His shitty law.
On any level. And how the fuck? You know, it blows my mind that anyone would work with him. He's so fucking mean, and all he does is burn fucking bridges. I mean, say he was doing something that was the least bit progressive, right? He introduced some legislation, Schittler, that's kind of progressive. I don't know what the fuck it would be, but I don't know. How the fuck would he get any Democrats on board?
I don't know. I don't know how he would expect that. And they didn't. But that's why it's ridiculous for him to turn around and blame the Democrats.
And it's kind of dangerous, if you ask me. I mean, what are the Democrats going to do? Going to agree with him on anything? Are they going to pass any legislation Schittler introduces? We don't know what his relationship is with Russia.
Right.
How do we know parts of this healthcare bill doesn't serve some weird interest in the Kremlin? We don't fucking know that. You know what I mean? It's odd. You're making a face for everybody listening. What's
tweet
going
us
on?
During the show, ladies and gentlemen. REZ tweeted us at RezOKC. Follow us on the Twitter. Follow everybody on the Twitter. Follow all of our friends.
Yes.
He retweeted a screen cap from Justin Halpern, who... I'm not quite sure he is. He's verified on the Twitter.
Oh, geez. So fancy.
But there's a New York Times story about this debacle.
Right.
It says the Republican bill would have repealed tax penalties for people who go without health insurance, rolled back federal insurance standards.
Yes.
Federal insurance standards. Roll those fuckers back.
So then what would happen? There would just be no standards.
Reduce subsidies for the purchase of private insurance, which was the whole point of the deal, was that people who can't afford real insurance would then have it subsidized at certain levels depending on your income.
Listen to what he's saying. He wants to take out federal standards for insurance. So what? Now we're at the mercy of however the insurance industry wants to police themselves?
Well, right. And somebody on the telly yesterday said,
hello,
if there's not going to be any insurance company that's going to just decide to offer, well, we're going to throw maternity care in there.
Oh, yeah, because we're altruistic.
Right.
I mean, God, they're blood sucking assholes.
And the bill would have also repealed taxes.
Yes.
On health insurance providers, manufacturers of prescription drugs. They're such wonderful human beings.
God, so let me understand. Trump Care actually gives a leg up to the insurance company.
Manufacturers of prescription drugs and medical devices and many high-income people would have benefited.
They get more money.
Yes.
They get more protection.
Just more money.
What good does it do me to even vote if I live in an oligarchy where the corporations have more rights than me and aren't bound by any laws?
We still have that. We still have that power. We just need to tell the idiots in the red states to stop broken bottle fucking themselves by voting
right
for Republicans.
Brokenbottlefucking.com totally exists. I guarantee you that's a website.
So this the final little paragraph here is the creepy one. It was a stunning failure for Paul Ryan.
Oh.
He exited the White House in defeat and took no questions as he stepped into his black SUV. Within moments, the muffled sound of, and there's a song.
Yes.
Was heard blaring from inside the car.
Oh, my God.
As it drove away.
What song?
So,
Paul Ryan's got a jam.
Paul Ryan, he's got a sad jam, apparently. I just lost, they're not letting me kick 50 million people off of healthcare.
What sad jam is that?
And I'm just going to pull it up here.
Is it garbage? Don't even tell me you're going to play some auto-tune bullshit. I don't want to hear from any shit. What is this song? This better be Neil Young if we're stopping the show to listen to this fucking song.
The muffled tones of this song, apparently.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
We're heard. So everybody, come up with your own guesses out there.
Right.
Here is...
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation.
Papa Roach, Last Resort, was heard blaring from inside the car as it drove away.
I don't know that I can call that song good, you know? He likes his song.
Do you even care if I die bleeding? He's listening to that?
Do you even care?
We know what the answer is.
No, you're a Trump care guy.
Wait, are you white?
Yeah.
Oh, are you white and wealthy?
I've got some qualifiers.
Christian.
What a loon. Papa Roach. Papa Roach is my favorite artist.
Oh, God.
What?
Thanks for that tweet, man. That was awesome.
By the way, if you want to listen to some good music, download Rick Wood's shit on Spotify or listen to it on Pandora or iTunes or something. We play a lot of his music on our network and, you know, buy his shit. They'll go buy Papa Roach. That's garbage. I'm sorry. That's garbage.
Unless you're waiting to Papa Roach.
This is my last resort. Jung, jung, jung. Jung, 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 jung.
That's Paul garbage. Ryan, I just got my ass handed to me music.
That's what song. What do you fuck to, Paul? What do you fuck to? 311?
Angry white guy music.
Yeah,
right?
You're a pussy. Oh, God. It's the worst. Do you like Sublime?
Sublime.
Any other garbage that you're into?
It's Faithless Friday, everybody, here at Crab Diving. We talk about some more of our atheistic, secularistic... Ooh. Anti-theistic at times.
Do you think Paul Ryan listens to Three Doors Down
stuff?
The band, the headliner band.
It's probably his idea, of course.
Inauguration orgy.
So I've got a story here for this Faithless Friday. We've been following this story.
Jesus, talk to the hand.
Here is a little bit of a crab diving follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up. Fuck you.
The sovereign state of Oklahoma.
Eat my dick, boy.
I guess we should congratulate them.
Hey, thank you.
Because I'm reading from TulsaWorld.com.
Hell yeah.
Oklahoma, late Wednesday,
yes.
Passed a bill that could restore the Ten Commandments monument to the Capitol grounds. Jobs, healthcare, infrastructure.
Hey, fuck you, pussy. Don't be such a hippie. What, are you going to drive across those bridges and expect them not to fall into the water?
State representatives voted Tuesday, to allow monuments to historically significant documents.
Oh, God. What?
Primarily the Ten Commandments.
Wait.
To be displayed on public property. So they're adding some law that says you could display historically significant documents, of course, which they are going to say their Bible is. Not the Quran, mind you.
No. Please, eat a dick.
Of course.
I mean...
Not the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, wee. Listen, let me ask you something. I mean, it is... The Ten Commandments is a list of text. It's words, right?
Sure.
It's a list. So it's not a document. It's just not printed on paper or anywhere, really. It's so fucking stupid.
House Bill 2177 by Representative John Bennett, a Republican, is offered as an antidote to a state Supreme Court decision that removed such a memorial from the Capitol grounds. And a vote of the people.
A memorial! How the fuck is it a motherfucking memorial? What is a memorial? I want to look it up. Tweet us. Tell me what a memorial is.
It's something.
It's based on something real.
Lets you remember something.
What do we have a memorial to when Endor was taken by the rebels? Why don't we have a memorial to when Harry Potter launched a fucking spell out of his dick upon Alan Rickman? Why don't we do that?
Historically significant document.
How about when
we got to figure out something that's historically significant, like when Larry Flint won his First Amendment.
Oh yeah.
Went to show porn and wide open pussies and dicks and stuff.
We got wide open pussies. We're free, baby.
I want to put that document on the Capitol steps in Colorado.
On slabs. On stone slabs. Yeah. I want that document.
That's a historically significant document, I believe.
Why the fuck are we putting fiction on slabs? It doesn't make any sense. It's disgusting.
In presenting the bill, Bennett made it clear his primary interest is in the Ten Commandments, saying they have, quote, impacted American law and culture with a force similar only to that of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. How about the Bill of Rights? What a lovely monument that would make out in front of a court building.
And you know what
How
that would serve as?
The Declaration of Independence? That even says creator in it. I'm okay with it.
Reminder. It would be a reminder to put the Bill of Rights out there. Hey, guys.
No, that's the last thing they want.
This is important. The Ten Commandments, I don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah, that's the last thing they want.
You got to be reminded to not brain somebody to death. To not sit there and oogle and jack off to your neighbor's wife. It's so fucking bananas. Don't covet thy neighbor's wife. That's actually on there.
He even says the Oklahoma Attorney General is authorized and prepared and present to present a legal defense of the display. So they're already getting ready to spend taxpayer money. Because guess what? Okay, then if they pass this law and I guess their Supreme Court says it's okay, I can't imagine they would. But they're going by state law.
Okay.
It's also against federal law. So there's nothing they're going to be able to do. Somebody's going to step in again and the feds are going to... It's going to be overridden.
You know, Pat, it just
doesn't... Although if it goes to Gorsuch, he might be fucked.
Yeah, I'm going to shove it up your ass. Why? Because homie don't play that? Is Gorsuch not down with the Ten Commandments?
And they did it like this because then they want to screw the Satanists.
Yeah, yeah. But they're not really Satanists.
Another Republican legislator, Kevin Calvey, said it's unlikely the law would be used to make a monument to Satanism because, quote, I don't think our country was founded on Satanism.
Why don't you have it founded on my dick? None of this makes any sense.
The Koran need not be included because Islam did not play a significant role in the founding of America. So we get to put only the Christian stuff.
How the fuck does he know? How do you know? How does he know that Islam didn't influence our country?
Did. There were Muslims that fought.
When these idiots say things like this, why don't they provide citations? Why don't you tell me that one guy, he was going on and on about how the Ten Commandments has inspired people to do good and great things in this country. Citations!
Yeah.
Show me where that... Show me proof of that, you dick.
Show me how many... You guys are following.
What do you mean?
Like the actual Republicans. Let's tick off 10 of them and let's see.
Right. What about that guy who was sucking off an underage prostitute dude? I don't remember seeing that in the Ten Commandments. Yeah. Don't rape an underage boy in a hotel room. I don't remember that on the Ten Commandments.
So also in Oklahoma. See, now this is why we need federal adult supervision of states.
Fuck you.
Because you're going to get states who are going to try to do shit like this. You're going to get Alabama saying, we're not going to let those Negroes vote. You're going to try to get Mississippi saying, we don't need to educate them Negroes.
God. Meanwhile, their fucking governor's roaming around in the mansion like a lunatic perv.
In Alabama.
Yeah. I'm going to lay my hands upon your breasts.
So, this is now... Oklahoma, and they're trying to put forth one of these heinous, horrible bills.
We shall put it forth!
With, about abortion.
Oh, my favorite.
And I'm reading from the Patheos blog, Atheist.
Is Oklahoma, are they also looking to put an end to this fetal chop shop shenanigan bullshit that we're forced to deal with?
No, he said it's an abortion law, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was making a fetal chop shop joke.
Oh, I was reading.
It is withdrawn from the record.
I apologize. I missed it. I was, my was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did you say? Not
yes. Kate, strike that down.
Representative, State Representative George Faught, F-A-U-G-H-T.
What a dick.
Is the gentleman's name. It says one of the more difficult quandaries for anti-choicers. Choicers is the issue of rape and incest.
They love it.
Yeah. How do you, basically they say, how do you not like sound like a monster when you suggest that a 12-year-old girl should have her rapist father's child?
What loony land do they live in that they think this would be a good thing for society to have a 12-year-old be a mother?
But then if they say, well, we're okay with that, that blows their whole narrative.
Blows.
On the other side, that It's a 100% life from load meeting egg.
Right.
And that even if it was produced by incest or rape, well, that child didn't
that's
ask
independent
that
of
child
that.
Didn't ask for that delivery method.
Yeah.
So it's hypocrisy.
But the woman didn't ask to be raped.
Well, I agree that you should be able to suck it out of there.
Yeah. Well, of course. I'm just how do you have that conversation with your kid, by the way?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I never really told you about your father.
Right.
Your dad raped me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Greek theater level bullshit.
So Oklahoma State Representative George Faught thinks he has found a way around this.
Okay. Georgie.
He's introduced a new bill in Oklahoma, HB 1549, that would outlaw abortion in the case of genetic abnormality.
God, why would you want to be now you're in on this, now the government's in on this.
The during a discussion of the bill, he ended up in a conversation about whether or not he believes rape and incest are the will of God. One of the Democrats there was asking him, Oklahoma State Rep Corey Williams, got a Democrat in Oklahoma. Holy crap.
That's amazing.
Asked this guy, George Faught, if rape is the will of God. And Faught said, well, you know, if you read the Bible, there's actually a couple circumstances where that happened. The Lord uses all circumstances. I mean, you can go down that path, but it's a reality, unfortunately.
This is God.
So he's saying, yeah, it is God's will.
Mysterious ways. God works in mysterious, shitty ways. Some kids get AIDS when they're from a blood transfusion. Other people get raped and have a child.
So basically he's saying if you're raped, it's because God wanted you to get raped.
God, that is fucked up.
Thank you, Lord. It's God's will.
Do you not? So now you have to pray, dear God, please don't decide to let me get raped. And if you get raped and it's God's will, then why do we even go after a rapist?
Why do we go after anything? Wasn't it God's will that somebody killed somebody? Now that was the devil. But if God is all powerful, why does he let that shit happen? Well, it's free will. But you just said it was the devil.
Well, we don't have.
And it ain't free will.
Yeah, we don't have free will in this example.
Right. If everything's God's will and he knows what's going to happen.
Right. So why don't I just load up on heroin and wander aimlessly around a park until I fall off a cliff? I mean, if God one day is just going to look down and say, oh, you know what? There's nothing to do on Wednesday. I'm going to give Ryan Pfeiffer, you know, ear cancer. Who cares? I mean, if you live in some place that absurd, why do I give a fuck about anything?
We've got a story out of Ohio.
Fuck you.
This is Cary, Ohio.
Oh, yes.
Village. The village council.
Okay. Village. That sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it? Elders. Very Mormon-y.
Earlier this month, the law director, Emily Beckley, of the
Gary, Ohio Village Council.
Yes.
Recommended.
Okay.
That the prayer they're saying at the beginning of each meeting could potentially lead to a lawsuit in the future. Law director.
Yes.
Emily Beckley. I'm assuming she's a lawyer.
She might know.
And she might know about that
what
shit.
What the fuck?
So she said, you
of
know,
which she speaks.
We're doing that Christian prayer thing before the meetings. That could bite us in the twunts.
Your twunts shall be bitten as a result of your irresponsibility.
So she said, let's save ourselves some legal fees.
Fuck yeah, man.
In the future.
And pain.
Before someone, a non-Christian, an atheist,
right.
A Jew,
yes.
A Muslim.
Oh my God.
A Hindu.
No!
A Scientologist. Whatever the fuck.
God, Scientology.
Decides that they go to this council meeting and they're like, what the hell is this Jesus bullshit?
Yeah. What's up with this? It's stupid.
So Beckley suggested, let's just get rid of the invocation.
Yeah.
To altogether.
Right. That's reasonable. Holy shit, that's reasonable. That makes a lot of sense.
The mayor, I don't know what's going on here in Cary Village, but sounds like some sane, enlightened people, because the mayor, Armand Goetz, suggested they also dump the Pledge of Allegiance.
They're woke. These people at this they're woke people.
But not because there's a lawsuit. You could say the Pledge of Allegiance. They could do that. But he said, well, that whole under God part might make some people feel uncomfortable. So let's just not do it.
Oh, my fucking God. You mean somebody's going to be tolerant without a legal body holding a gun to their fucking head?
Well,
okay.
Hold the phone, Ryan. This All is right. America.
Oh, shit.
He said, my decision was based on another's perspective.
Yes.
If attending one of our council meeting. Wait a minute. Empathy?
Ah!
The definition of empathy. My decision was based on another's perspective if attending one of our council meetings. Would they feel comfortable refraining from saying the prayer or pledge of allegiance, or would they feel coerced into participating despite their personal beliefs? Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is what we say. It's that herd mentality, and you feel marginalized because you're the only one not participating in the voodoo magic.
And let's be real. It's easier to participate and sit there and mumble under your breath.
Far.
In your mind.
Bow your head and pretend you're doing it.
Teleport your ass into the Bahamas.
Try to sit through the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
Which you have every right to.
Right.
He said, if I thought for 1 minute that someone would conscientiously object to one or both the prayer and Pledge of Allegiance and not suffer any adverse consequences, I would have left it alone. Reciting the prayer at our council meetings is not a religious test, nor is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance proof of our patriotism. Nor should they be.
Yeah. Dude, this guy makes a lot of sense. Is he high? Is he on mushrooms?
So it sounds like he's saying that he thinks it's okay legally for them to say the prayer, but that he thinks just to not be a twunt face,
right.
to not do that. How about being inclusive of everybody?
Is this guy a lib? Is he a Democrat?
I don't know. I don't have his affiliation.
Jeez. This guy just wants to be tolerant. What the fuck is wrong with him?
You know, lay my money in that direction.
Absolutely. I bet he's a stoner.
So that was March the 6th.
Yes.
A mere 18 days ago, recording this. And since then,
okay.
Guess what done been happening?
A bunch of bullshit, Pat.
Both Goetz and Beckley, and she just provided the legal research on the issue.
He
made the decisions. He was made the recommendations. And they've been getting death threats.
God damn it.
Threats made of both.
Scary.
To them both.
God, that's terrifying, man. What are people saying? Like, I'm going to fuck you up.
One of the threats said that their decision would have a very real implication to the health, safety, and welfare of the village.
Do people do that thing, that threatening thing still, where they'll call up someone and just do this into the phone? Do they still do that or no?
I don't know. I don't think so. On cell phones?
Yeah, they probably don't
anymore. Everybody has caller ID and shit.
Right.
Well, it worked. It worked because they voted unanimously to bring that shit back.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least the Pledge of Allegiance. But they will have a moment of silence in lieu of the prayer, which I'm all for. But nonetheless, really, I wish massive, painful hemorrhoids upon anybody that complained about this shit being removed from the public forum.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I mean, number one, if you're working, if you have a job in the public sector, and now I got to set aside time in my morning for the pledge.
I got to set aside time to stand there in silence. This is stupid.
And
God,
both Getz and Beckley are quitting.
Okay.
They're both stepping down from their positions. Getz said he's leaving because the council overrode him.
Yes.
And his ability to run meetings as he wishes, which he says the law says he has the power to do. So he's supposed to apparently be able to make the decision to do it or not. But the city, this village council, decided to vote unanimously to bring it back over his
wishes. They're keeping this guy from being able to do his motherfucking job. It's insane.
And she's stepping down because preparing the legislation to bring back the pledge,
yes,
and a moment of silence would make her complicit in taking power away from the mayor, and she won't do that. She has principles.
God,
and is stepping down, and also the threats.
Yeah.
She said the last 2 weeks have been unbelievable.
God. Threats, man.
Yeah, Christians. Loving, warm Christians.
I wonder if the threats are coordinated. It's from a group, and they're like, okay, this is how we're going to scare these people. We need to call them once a night. We'll make suggestions about what we might do to their family, blah, blah, blah.
Well, now, I would break my fucking ass if I lived in that town now to call in the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Fuck yeah.
I would put my name on a fucking lawsuit.
Call anonymous.
Just because of this.
Anonymous, go fix this. Yeah.
And the Americans United Against, or Americans United for separation of church and state.
This is bananas. I mean, it's like, you know, you said this a while back, you know, during the Obama presidency, you felt like we were kind of getting somewhere. You know, like as a nation, more progressive. We're going at least in the right fucking direction.
Oh, man. We did a fucking U-turn. We did a U-turn. This shit is insidious.
It's amazing. Ugh. It's exhausting. And they're emboldened.
It's a mandate. Having that Nazi fucknut win.
Who doesn't care about their Jesus?
He didn't know of Jesus.
Right. There's no fucking way. By the way, you know how many times the beloved president has attended church services since he has been in office?
Once. I'm guessing.
That's one more than he has.
He went during the inauguration.
That doesn't count. I mean, like,
why? It's
like
church.
He went to weekly.
So he went none?
He just went to mass.
He just went none.
He doesn't go.
Schindler, God's going to throw you in hell for that, right? I mean, don't you go to hell?
You've got some of these assholes, these preachers, talking about him like he's, what was it? Who was it? Josiah? No, who was the fucker that that Pat Robertson was talking about in the last hour? I've already done forgotten. Cletus, Climax.
Cyrus. Fuck you. What is Cyrus? What did he do?
I don't know.
He sawed his kid in half. And
somehow his story is a parallel to the Trumpetstein monster.
It's also dumb. Oh, look, I popped a rib out of my stomach. Look, it turned into a woman. Now I can fuck her. That's bizarre. Your shit is bizarre. It's based in science fiction. Leave me alone.
There was a study that came out.
Yes.
That doesn't, I mean, it just shows us that even having what one would say knowledge doesn't matter if you're a Republican.
Fuck ye.
Do you believe the Earth is warming due to human activity? Those saying yes.
Yes.
Were divided into three groups. Those who profess to have a low knowledge of science.
Okay.
A medium knowledge of science.
Right.
And a high knowledge of science.
Let me guess where this is going.
Democrats.
Yes.
Who have a high knowledge of science, 93% believe that climate change is due to and or exacerbated by human activity.
Right. There you go. There you fucking go.
71% of those who have medium science knowledge,
right,
agree, and 49% of those who have low.
So it gets lower,
which is sad. That less than 50% of people who say they don't, this supports
my idea. Uh-oh. This fucking study
which
supports my you know which one.
I don't know which one.
Let the smart people vote.
Oh, but that you can't do that.
Well, you don't believe what you're reading.
There are smart. But there are smart assholes, too. These people would vote. The people with high science knowledge would pass all your tests.
We'd be better off. Dude, we'd be better off.
Republicans who have low science knowledge, 19% think there's human activity in global warming. Medium, 25%.
I am right.
And inexplicably.
Yes.
Republicans who claim to have a high science knowledge, 23% less than those of medium knowledge. So even though they claim to have the highest knowledge of science,
right,
they're almost down there with the people who are of low knowledge of science,
okay,
in their belief.
Here's the problem. Here's the flaw with this survey. When they ask people about, do you believe you...
That's the question I was wondering.
Do you think you have
too.
A high knowledge of science? If so, how old's the Earth? Is it flat?
Right. Right.
Is there a Jesus Christ up in the sky making it snow when he ejaculates?
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
Wisdom from John Cleese.
How fun would it be to hang out with John and David Dunning?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Dunning-Kruger effect, right? That's what he's talking about, is that...
I don't know.
That's the study that they did that shows that that if you're dumb, you're too dumb to realize that you're dumb.
Oh, yeah. God, that sucks.
Basically. So you have an inflated view of superiority. You think you're Trump.
Yes. In
my view, I think he's dumb. People are out there saying, oh, he's this evil genius. He's cunning. No, I think he's dumb.
It's great.
And I think it's Dunning-Kruger.
It's great.
The pure example of somebody who is dumb but thinks he's the best at everything.
So then you're saying Schindler just arrived at being president out of dumb luck.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was a perfect storm of nefarious characters, and he's a useful idiot to them.
Yeah. I mean, God, but he used those idiots so effectively.
Or did they use him so effectively?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if he ends up rotting away in jail because of some bullshit some Russian guy talked him into.
And how much did he know?
I don't know. He might not know.
About the Russian stuff.
I mean, the other thing is, are they taking advantage of a guy that's senile, that has some sort of degenerative...
There are those out there who have said they believe they see the signs of of dementia.
Degenerative brain disorder.
Yeah, and that, you know, a lot of the he's combative, he's angry, right. He can't hold focus.
Did you see him sitting in that little truck? That semi-truck at that fucking event, man.
Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There's a story there, and if you can go snag the video, it's hilarious. Our president sitting in the front in the cab of a truck.
He made the horn go woo-woo.
Well, I would do the same thing, but I wouldn't have done it with the facial expressions and body language that he did. He really looked like a four-year-old.
Dude, if I'm a fucking...
Actually, I probably would have, but I'm not president.
Not if I was somebody that worked for you.
But I wouldn't be president.
Don't get in the truck and pull the horn.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
It's dumb.
But I would do that.
I would do it too. Right. Fuck, man. I mean, oh, God, what an idiot. He just looks so stupid. He looked like a little kid. He has little merry-go-rounds in the front of a Walmart or a...
Sure, you drop a quarter
department
in.
Department store, a little thingamabobber. You go back and forth on it. I could see him enjoying that.
sad news, I guess.
Do you think he was pretending to be Jerry Lee Lewis in Cannonball Run? Not Cannonball Run, Smokey and the Bandit.
You have to explain.
Yeah.
You have to explain that to the people.
No, people know what 70. Smokey and the fucking Bandit is.
Not everybody.
Bullshit. No, you got to know that. That's basic.
Don Knotts. That's all I'm saying.
That one kid.
Don Knotts.
That guy's not that smart.
Yes, he is. He was the head of the frat. How could he not be intelligent? Ryan, he was a white guy, a privileged white kid in charge of a frat. How could he not be brilliant?
Listen, I've known that guy for years, and he's not listening, and he hopefully doesn't download this. He's not brilliant. He's a dumbass. He's a dumbass. He is. He's a guy that grew up as an actor in L.A. What do you want from him? He's stupid.
Take a guess, Ryan. Let's play a game here on Faithless Friday here on Crab Diving. Don't forget we're here 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday on the Pacific. Like I said, Pacific already. Then we're out on iTunes and on Stitcher, and it'd be really cool if you gave us thumbs up and shared us and all that stuff. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Leave us a review. Tell your friends why you enjoy our fucking podcast.
Don't forget the other great stuff here. If you're on the network, if you're listening live, immediately following us, a brand new K-Voice, of Resistance.
Viva la Resistance!
Kelly the Voice, who does our voiceovers here on the show, is doing her own thing awesomely. Half hour long. Twice a week.
And it's different info that you get in other, like, you know, normal news, boring,
and it's
fucking
stuff
shitty
to do.
Podcasts.
It's action items. She tells you who to email, who to go to, where to, what to click on and stuff.
Practical.
So, it's awesome. Give that a listen. Also on iTunes and Stitcher and at crabdiving.com.
That's right, Pat.
Take a guess, Ryan, at how many of our states.
69.
Here in the United States,
right,
of which we only have 50. I'll give you a little hint.
Jeez.
so 69 is right out.
All 69th state in the union.
That have an entirely Christian congressional delegation.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Out of the 50.
Not enough, buddy.
Well, I'm sure they would say that.
Not enough.
Because it's not 50.
You hippie.
Entirely. Christian congressional delegation.
The whole state house of representatives, whatever, they're all of the Jesus variety.
There are 435 in the House, and there are 100 senators. All of those guys of the 535,
yeah.
But we're talking about states.
I'm jealous of the Ayatollah.
Of the 50 states, do you want to guess? Do you not care?
Oh, yeah, I do guess. What is it? What percentage
are entirely Christian? No, nothing but Christians representing.
Okay. Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
Why don't you just say Bible Belt?
Bible Belt. I don't know how many that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So like, that's why I'm counting them.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know. So I'm going to guess 32.
It's a lot. It's 28.
Oh, damn.
Close.
That is a lot.
There's no open atheist, by the way, in Congress.
At all?
At all. The, what?
In all of the House of Representatives.
There is no out atheist.
How is that possible?
Because we live in America.
Yeah, but there's not one guy in a district of San Francisco.
Some state houses have some avowed atheists and humanists.
What about Los Angeles?
I don't believe that we have an outright atheist. They ran a couple last time for congressional seats. Like, didn't we have a couple that were running? But
I don't know.
Fail.
What do they say about them? Oh, they don't believe in God. So hey, they're going to eat your babies. To.
Yeah, blah.
They're going to shoot you.
Well, look at Jefferson Beauregard Sessions saying that he doesn't think a secular person can understand truth.
Hey, asshole, Jeff Bosesh, you over there sucking off Putin's dick during the campaign? So fuck you.
I guess there's something called the Secular Caucus.
Yes.
Currently has one member.
Oh, God. One member?
10 members didn't bother answering the religion question.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Don't get fucked.
And overall, 90.7% of Congress is some variety of Christian.
You know what? I mean, there are perks in believing in a higher power and things of that nature. I remember when I was... I went to church, this Methodist church, and we were visiting the pastor's house. And I was standing next to my dad, and this pastor had this amazing sound system, an amazing TV for back then and everything. I was like, God, what a setup. And it dawned on me that he doesn't pay rent. And that's how you're able to have such a sweet, stereo and all right. that shit. So I turned to my dad and I said, maybe I'll just be a preacher and I get a free house. And then he said to me, well, you got to be really into it.
Oh, I might disagree with your dad.
You don't have to. But yeah. He's right. I mean, you got to be into it on some level. All your friends are into the Jesus.
Well, it becomes
God.
Yeah, you got to live the part.
You're paying for it.
You got to live the part for a while.
Yeah. In a sense, you're paying for it, I guess.
Yeah, you bump into somebody at Piggly Wiggly and they're all like, I need your advice on my cousin's. Started sucking a dick, and I don't know if I should invite him to.
What if somebody runs into me at the, the weed pharmacy or something?
Well, there's an issue. Yeah. What church are you representing?
The fun church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caligula.
There are 6 states.
Yes.
That are entirely Protestant. All the representatives are Protestant.
Texas, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama.
Hold on. I mean, let's not forget also that you've got a couple of states where, it's a cow and 9 people. So they've only got 1 or 2 or 3 representatives because they ain't that big.
Well,
3 probably would be the smallest, I think.
Right.
And that affects this number because Wyoming and Montana and Delaware,
yes,
each only have 3 representatives.
Okay.
So,
but they're all Protestant.
It's not that nuts that all 3 of them are some form of Protestant.
No, not at all.
But then you got your Kansas, and then you got your Oklahoma.
Lucky.
And then you got your Alabama. Ooh. With 9 members of Congress.
We all are into.
All of them are Protestant.
You got to get, Protestant. I mean, that still is a range of lunacy. I mean. Some Protestants, to get baptized, you go fully underwater, and sometimes you get sprinkled.
There's only one state,
yes,
that has no Christian representation at all.
Alaska?
Mm-mm.
Rhode Island?
No.
Maine?
Hawaii?
Oh, shit, man.
Hawaii's delegation is made up of 2 Buddhists, 1 Hindu, and 1 Jew.
Barn in hell!
Walk into a lanai.
Yeah. A Buddhist, a Jew, and a whatever.
2 Buddhists, 1 Hindu, and a Jew.
Gosh.
Are the representatives of Hawaii. And then, did you see their...
What a horrible place that must be. It must be an ungodly hellscape.
Just recently, within a couple days, one of their up-and-coming young Republican stars down there in Hawaii, of which, the legislature... There's only 5 Republicans, I think. And everybody's liberal in Hawaii. And Democrats.
Well, a lot of people born there are actually from Kenya.
True.
They sneak in.
And but there's only 5 of them. It's like, it's not a super majority. It's a ridiculous fucking megalithic majority.
Right.
There's 5 lunatic Republicans. And there was this one woman who was one of them. She was the head of their delegation.
Boo.
And a rising star in Republicanism.
Oh,
well,
God.
She started speaking heresy.
What?
She started talking against Hitler. She was anti-Trump.
She's stupid.
And she also didn't like a lot of the womeny kind of things that the Republicans are doing. So she said she's bailing. She's bailing on the Republicans. She wants to become a Democrat. She's angry with the misogyny.
Yes.
With how the Republicans seem to be okay with misogyny, seem to be okay with xenophobia.
I mean,
she's like, that don't work.
The Hitler guy talking to reporter Billy Bush about grabbing pussies and the Tic Tacs when he forces women to kiss him and all that shit. I mean, it's significant. And it's relevant to him being president because that is how he deals with someone in the press. That's how relaxed he is. His poor judgment. Even if you do that, even if you believe that, you're going to tell Billy Bush this?
Right.
Hey, it's weird. It's weird. And first off, he really believes that, I think.
They'll let you do anything if you're famous. Grab him by the pussy.
I feel like he feels like his finger can be inside someone without permission. Blech. Without permission! And he's president. It's fucked up.
He kissed her. Remember how creepy that scene was after we heard that tape? And then he and Billy Bush get out of the car and there's that soap opera actress who's going to be their host for the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Billy Bush is like the little pimp, right? He's like, hey, he goes, doesn't Donald deserve a kiss?
Ugh. God damn it, it's disgusting.
So gross. Is he doing anything?
Vile. Billy Bush.
Is he working?
I think he's shooting some stuff in Van Nuys.
Didn't they get rid of him on whatever the hell he was on, Today Show or whatever?
I think he's got an exclusivity contract with Bang Bus.
Bang Bus. Don't Google that at work, especially.
Our listeners don't need to Google
it's
that.
Exactly what you think it is.
You know what it is. Pervs.
Like you don't know what Bang Buzz is.
Right. Basic, pop culture.
Shep Smith again. I don't know how he's got a job.
I love Shep.
Shep Smith saying, here you go. Do you want to hear Shep Smith?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan.
The mellifluous tones of somebody who occasionally is sane.
Yes.
Over at the over there at Fox.
Yeah.
77 points.
Oh, you know what? I don't have this edited. It's
77
like 9 minutes long. But Shep Smith, I will read to you.
Yes.
He said, the new Republican version is dead. Republicans voted to repeal Obamacare more than 50 times when they didn't have a president in the White House who would ever sign it. And now that they have president in the White House who will sign it, they can't get the one thing they've been screaming about for 7 years done.
That's a good Shep. That's a really good Shep. I want to get.
They've been screaming about it for 7 years, and they can't get it done. So
it really,
Shep Smith is even throwing shade.
But it's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
It is fucking pathetic that there's not even a guy that the GOP didn't come together and say, "Okay, listen, when the shits get when it gets real, we're actually going to have a bill. So who the fuck's going to write that for us? Is there a smart guy on board?"
Can somebody please find an adult? Yeah.
Yeah, we need an adult. Did anybody bring a fucking pen?
I mean, it's just crazy. I think Celeste might have shared this with us also.
Yes. Thank you, Celeste, and happy Faithless Friday to you.
Join us on the Twitter, warm and loving community. We say bad words.
Oh, yes.
Occasionally.
They're not bad. They're just different.
No, they're bad.
No, words
but they're
are
oh so good.
Words are just letters arranged in a certain way and said in a specific manner.
The conservative radio host.
Yes.
Let's call him Alex Jones.
Fuck you.
Over at. Have you listened to Alex Jones?
Not in a long time. Thank you for reminding me, though. I haven't thought about it.
You were listening to him for a minute.
Oh, God. Right? Yeah. It was great.
Well, here's Alex Jones.
He must be losing his fucking gourd, man.
Here's a little
Russian
bit of it.
Shit.
This is the long version, but basically, he's apologizing for covering Pizzagate.
No. Shut the fuck up.
Here it is.
Okay, I'm going to skip the intro. Skipping the intro.
Important note to our viewing, listening, and reading audiences. I'm going to read to you from a statement that's also posted to Infowars.com that I wrote yesterday. Last fall, before the presidential election, a large number of media outlets began reporting on allegations arising from emails released by WikiLeaks that appeared to come from John Podesta, who served President Clinton and Obama and was the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Dozens of those stories and articles raised or discussed theories that some of Podesta's emails contained code words for human trafficking. And
some of those
stories and articles raised or discussed theories that some of Podesta's emails contained code words for human trafficking and or pedophilia.
and or pedophilia.
Stories also included allegations connecting members of the Democratic Party with a number of restaurants allegedly involved with a child sex ring. These stories were cited and discussed in social media and went viral on the internet. One of the persons mentioned in many of the stories in the media was a Washington, D.C. restaurant owner named James Alefantis and his pizza restaurant, Comet Ping Pong. It is fair to say that Mr. Alefantis is a prominent individual who has been mentioned as a power player in Washington. Mr. Alefantis and his restaurant were mentioned in many stories published by a lot of different outlets. Mr. Alefantis was quoted.
God, he wrote this and he's reading it like he's a seventh grader trying to read something he's never seen before.
Is this an apology?
One of the persons mentioned in many of the stories in the media was a Washington, D.C. restaurant owner, right? I mean,
is this an apology?
Well,
I mean, because usually apologies start with an I'm sorry. They say, first of all, I'm sorry for blah, blah, blah. And then they explain what they did. He is laying the groundwork in making a case justifying what he did, and now he's going to apologize. That's a shitty apology, Alex. That sucks.
He goes on to say, in our commentary about what had become known as Pizzagate, I made comments about Mr. Alefantis that in hindsight I regret and for which I apologize to him.
Now, that's a sincere apology.
I'm wondering if there's some somebody got lawyered.
You're right, dude. Somebody's suing his ass.
Because later on, he says, as I've said before, what became a heightened focus on Mr. Alefantis and Comet Ping Pong by many media outlets was not appropriate. To my knowledge today, neither Mr. Alefantis nor his restaurant Comet Ping Pong were involved in any human trafficking, as was part of the theories about Pizzagate that were being written about in the media outlets and which we commented upon. This is the same shit.
That's a justification.
This is the same bullshit that Trump's trying to pull when he retweets something or he says something.
Right.
I didn't come up with it. I'm just repeating it. That's what
Napolitano... He's absconding any fucking responsibility.
It's what Napolitano said.
Oh, yeah.
That the British worked with Obama to bug and tap Trump Tower. I didn't say that. It was Napolitano.
The reason it doesn't make sense, Alex Jones, is because you spend your whole show saying, I'm the real media. I know what's up. InfoWars has a scoop. But yeah. now you're blaming the media. Do you know what I mean?
I think somebody's getting lawyered. I want our listeners and viewers to know that we regret any negative impact our commentaries may have had on Mr. Alefantis, Comet Ping Pong, or its employees.
You said they were raping children in the restaurant. I mean, that is an insane statement to say.
We apologize to the extent our commentaries could be considered as negative statements about Mr. Alefantis or Comet Ping Pong.
What?
And we hope that anyone else involved in commenting on Pizzagate will do the same thing.
What? This is fucking bananas. I hope this is part of a lawsuit that money he had to pay out. I hope it had to come with an apology.
...of this story. It is never easy to admit when your commentaries are based on inaccurate information. But we feel like we owe it to you, the listeners, viewers, and supporters, to make that statement. And to give an apology to you and Mr. Alefantis when we do. We encourage you to hold us accountable. Because bullshit. We improve when you do.
He hates reading this.
He fucking hates this.
Because we improve when you do. This is,
right.
He got called the principal's office. And as they said, you have to read this.
You're spot
or
on.
Or they're going to sue the fuck out of us.
He's getting sued.
Yeah, that can only be what it is.
I mean, you listen to Alex Jones. It's not like we've talked about whether or not he's a real deal, if he believes this shit or not. But God, he revels in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He finds a lot of joy in talking about Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate.
And that shit at the end where he's like being so noble. You know, when it's not easy when stuff that we talk about is based on like bullshit.
Oh my God!
But we need to do what's right by you guys. Yeah. Only under the threat, I'm sure, of 7 to 8 figure lawsuits.
Oh God, you're a fucking douchebag.
We're back next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific live, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed @RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed @RatedRComedy, his website is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience, oh so freaking vile.
And we want y'all to have a great weekend, everybody.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.